This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Aira is a service that allows our users to connect with an Aira agent, and they connect to that agent who is a real person who's trained and either working here at our office in San Diego, California, or working from home. We have agents spread throughout the United States. And our users essentially put on a pair of smart glasses, so glasses that have a video camera above the right eye, and they launch the Aira app on their phone and essentially make a request or a call, and that request is answered on the agent's computer on their smart dashboard, and it's kind of like a mission control style dashboard. And so when the agent accepts the user's call, they're able to see real time that live video stream and from the camera that is on the user's glasses. And they're also able to see where the user is located through a Google Maps integration. They have a street view access, and then they have much more data available to them, such as integration with Uber and other information providers that are local to the area. And they also have a rich profile about the user based on their preferences. So are they a cane user or a dog user? Do they have any dietary restrictions or preferences that they wanted the agent to be aware of? A lot of times we have users message our agents or send them information about the task on hand. So you can imagine when you land at an airport, the agent would have that map of the airport pulled up and prepared with which gate you are seeking to find. And then that agent would be able to not only give you directions to get you from the gate that you landed at to the gate that you are boarding the other plane or maybe even exiting the airport, but they're also able to tell you about all the restaurants or shops or amenities in the airport along the way. So essentially, our service is available right now from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we're open 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. And right now, our agents accept our users' calls within 7 seconds. And our goal is to expand to be 24 hours a day, hopefully in the next couple of months. And we always want to keep that call answer time extremely low. It's obviously as close to a real-time answer as you can expect.
That is quite incredible. I mean, there's so much in there we could talk about. We could talk about this for days.
Yeah.
Because there is so much to this. I mean, we've seen apps along the way like Be My Eyes and apps like that, that try to help people do things. But it's often led by volunteers. So you're kind of hopeful mm-hmm. that it will work, but it is dependent on someone else being there and providing the right information. Whereas with Aira, this is a professional service. It's, as you say, it's set up. You know, there are agents who are paid. This is their job to do this. That changes the whole notion of sort of personal assistance a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. It really is kind of our standout feature. A lot of times I like to say that our agents are the product because, you know, the technology enables our users to get connected to an agent. And obviously we're working with multiple manufacturers to have, you know, better and better hardware. So our dream is to have something that doesn't exist on the market today, which is a smart glass that would have the best camera possible, possibly multiple cameras, bone conduction audio, and cellular enabled. But the industry just isn't producing that yet today. So we're working with many manufacturers to get to that end goal. But in the meantime, what's important to our users is just simply working with the agents. And our agents are extremely talented people. We found just really, really high caliber folks. And obviously with training, really refine their skill set in providing objective information, proactive information to go above and beyond for our users. And there's so many apps today that do one or two things very well, so object recognition or reading. But what's lacking in the AI space today, which is why we really have a human in the loop model, is that the full context of a situation where you go from reading to recognizing people to describing not just objects, but, you know, the conversations that are happening around or facial expressions that are happening around us, and then getting that real-time, you know, change of information based on a user's preference and request. That's where, you know, AI just isn't today. And so at Aira, we do have an AI agent that that works with our agents, essentially provides our agents information, but they're able to train and refine that information. And, you know, someday the AI agent will start to do some tasks based on a user's preference, because you can imagine today there are situations in which an agent cannot help. So a public restroom, for example, we have a privacy mode feature where the user just enables that on the app, and the call is still connected, but the agent has no audio or video. But you can imagine a time where, you know, AI would just simply take over and be the agent in that restroom, or other situations where a user might prefer that.
Yeah, because, you know, if a robot sees what it sees, who cares? it doesn't matter as much, I guess. But it's fascinating because, you know, as you say, the technology isn't quite there yet, but you've managed to embed it at the moment into a pair of glasses. I mean, one of the things with a lot of this technology is it can be a little bit off-putting, let's be honest. I mean, you know, even blind people, you know, I've often said this, people who are blind, you know, still have some sense of fashion. So, you know, you might not necessarily know what the latest fashions are, but, you know, you wouldn't want to go out wearing something hideous. And Aira isn't, actually.
Absolutely.
It's quite cool looking, isn't it?
Yeah, we're definitely very fashion conscious. And again, you know, when we're able to help develop our own pair of glasses, that's something that we really want to influence. And ideally, we'd have multiple options because every user has a different sense of style and lifestyle. Some people are using Aira predominantly at the office. Some people are running the Boston Marathon with Aira, and so would need, you know, much more sturdy, sport-like pair of glasses. But we do find that our users in wearing Aira don't find it uncomfortable or and that it stands out. And so it's been a really positive experience for them in the community. And actually the thing that our users often face more often than anything else is people, you know, just asking them about how they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, what's that thing you're wearing? Yeah.
Yeah, or mostly, you know, people will see one of our users shopping in a grocery store, finding products that they want to purchase, and they'll ask, like, oh, can I help? Because they don't understand how our user would, you know, be going about the grocery store as they please, picking out what they please. And so then the user ends up having to, you know, explain, no, I'm actually working with an Aira agent who is remotely helping me find the items that I'm requesting. And so that's actually the interaction our users have most often, is just explaining how they're doing what they're doing.
Okay, so here's a really silly question, but, you know, could you send your AI agent a picture of someone that you want to avoid, and then if the technology sees that person, you could say, hey, avoid this person, that's that person you're trying to avoid?
I'm sure that there will be a day where, yes, the AI agent could do that very same thing.
What about, perhaps more seriously and more relevant to this conversation, what about the availability of it? It's available in the States at the moment, isn't it?
It is. And so we were actually just in the UK to do a pilot with a large retailer in the country, and we're able to meet with our NIB and some other great folks in town. And we really want to launch in the UK soon. So I would hope that in this next year, you know, we have the right partner to have folks on the ground. We definitely want to hire locally and for our agent pool. And we want to make the technology available. We get a lot of requests all the time internationally, UK, Asia, Australia, South America, from people that have heard about us and really, you know, want this service. And, you know, to be quite honest, the biggest thing that will hold us back is just the connectivity and making sure that we can have that 4G connectivity that, you know, live video really requires. So that's kind of our biggest challenge, but one that, you know, thankfully we're not solving on our own. The whole world is solving connectivity and how can we be connected as fast as possible everywhere we go. So so that, you know, that will be our biggest challenge, but I think, as I said, it's solving itself.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good point to make, because I think that's the first question a lot of people will ask. Well, what is the barrier? What's stopping us from getting it now? Because, you know, it must be great to work for a company, you know, that has a product that everybody just wants, and that's great. but you're right, you know, it has to be rolled out properly, because what you don't want is for a product like this to come out and it it not to work, because that
right.
comes back on you. And even though it's not your problem, it feels like, I guess, it might become your problem. So you want to get that right first. It's right. a really interesting product. A lot of people, as I say, around the world interested in it. Certainly in the UK, that's the case. How does it work in terms of pricing?
So we have three pricing plans that are available for customers to essentially choose on our website today. We have a basic plan that is $89 a month, and that's for 100 minutes. We have a plus plan, which is $129 a month, and that's for 200 minutes. And then we have the premium plan, which is $199 a month for 400 minutes. And then the first 3 months that you subscribe to Aira, we double the number of minutes, just for our people to not, you know, be so conscious of how many minutes it's taking them. We want them to really feel free to explore and go nuts with Aira and find out, you know, what all they want to do with the service. We also have, you know, pricing plans for organizations or institutions like the Veterans Administration here in the States. And that's another exciting thing about the UK, is you have a different payer system, if you will, for, you know, governmental benefits. And so that is another great opportunity for us as a company to really partner and understand how we can make our service subsidized by those benefits that are that already exist today. So, you know, we are doing everything that we can to make more options for more people to have Aira, and that includes how we can, you know, have Aira subsidized by the folks and the institutions that are already, you know, paying for things like sighted aids or, you know, like other technology. So we'll just have more and more options.
Yeah, no, it's a great option, and we're very excited to learn about it. I think we were all really excited when we learned you were in the UK. So that's great. That means it's coming soon, which is fantastic. Amy, good to speak to you, and best of luck with Aira.
Thank you so much, Stephen. And next time I'm there, I'll have to make it up to Scotland.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.